For KVCR News, I'm Benjamin Perper. Authorities have identified two people who are missing after fireworks exploded, causing a deadly explosion at a home in Ontario. The two missing persons, who authorities said haven't yet been confirmed to be the two known dead from the blast, are cousins Cesar Paez and Alex Paez. The individuals are 20 and 38, respectively. The explosion happened Tuesday afternoon around West Francis Street in Ontario and ignited multiple fires, drawing about 50 firefighters to douse the flames. Smoke could be seen for miles, nearby windows were shattered, and crews were working to clear about 80 properties of debris. Fire crews, the Ontario Police Department, and other investigators remained at the scene Wednesday morning. Lieutenant Bill Russell with the Ontario Police Department explains the reasoning behind the mandatory evacuations in this area.
What makes it really complicated is, in that debris field, there may be something like an unexploded device or something, so we want to make sure that somebody doesn't accidentally step on something that could injure anybody, a kid or anybody. If we send people back to their homes and a kid finds something in the yard, that could be very, very dangerous. So I want to make sure none of that happens. The goal today is to get in there, really evaluate that debris field, secure as much of it as possible, and to hopefully get to a point where we can start giving people a chance to go back to their homes. Once that happens, once the area is secure, they'll be able to do a deeper investigation with finding out what happened, identify the people that are deceased, and begin to put this thing back together.
That was Lieutenant Bill Russell from the Ontario Police Department. COVID-positive hospitalizations in Riverside County have edged upward but remain below 200, while an additional 41 virus-related deaths were reported on the second day of the county's new public health tier status. According to data announced Wednesday by the Riverside University Health System, patients in hospitals countywide diagnosed with coronavirus now number 190. That includes 43 COVID-positive intensive care unit patients, up one from a day ago. The aggregate number of COVID-19 cases recorded in Riverside County since the public health documentation period began last March is 292,606, with a death toll of 4,052. In San Bernardino County, the case count is at 289,057. The death toll known is at 3,581. A group of California's top Asian and Pacific Islander leaders on Wednesday urged Governor Gavin Newsom to appoint Assemblyman Rob Bonta as the state's new attorney general. Cap Radio's Chris Hooks has more.
As anti-Asian hate crimes become more visible across the state and country, leaders say California's top cops should focus on bridging trust between AAPI communities and law enforcement, and that person should also be a representative of that community. To state AAPI leaders, the choice is easy: Rob Bonta. He's represented the East Bay since 2012 and will become the state's first Filipino attorney general if approved. But Newsom's selection is dependent on the U.S. Senate confirming current AG Javier Becerra as Health and Human Services Secretary. Becerra's confirmation is expected this week, and Newsom's announcement could follow shortly after. In Sacramento, I'm Chris Hooks.
Disney will reopen its theme parks in California at the end of April after remaining closed for more than a year due to the coronavirus pandemic. Disneyland announced Wednesday that Disneyland and Disney California Adventure will reopen on April 30th with limited capacity. Under current state guidelines, only California residents can attend the parks. All visitors ages 3 and up will require a reservation. Events that draw a large group gathering, such as parades, will not resume immediately. The move will bring 10,000 people back to work. The parks in Southern California closed on March 14, 2020, due to the coronavirus pandemic. And finally, the signatures are in. Organizers behind a push to recall Governor Gavin Newsom say they submitted more than 2.1 million names ahead of their deadline last night. About 1.5 million of those signatures needed to be from registered voters in order for the recall to qualify for the ballot. County election officials will spend the next several weeks verifying the petition. Newsom and a coalition of Democrats launched a campaign to fight the recall earlier this week. For KVCR News, I'm Benjamin Perper.